Hello, everybody, and welcome to your online nidra practice. This one is a little different, but notice your reaction to that word. Why is different a bad thing, right? We can unlock some dormant parts of our brains. We can rewire and create some new neural pathways. Different is divine. So a divinely different yoga nidra style for today. First thing, check in, tune in, let's dive in to self. And I want you to ask yourself, how do I feel in my body right now? Maybe you are flurried, grabbing all your props and cozies, kind of on autopilot. Maybe you're feeling tired. Maybe there's some pain present. Maybe you feel excited and intrigued. Maybe you're a little nervous about this divinely different nidra. Maybe you're feeling a bit stressed, just waking up. You've got some monkey brain going on. Just notice, ask yourself, check in, tune in, dive in. How do I feel right now? And then continuing to check in as you dive into your nidra nest, fully supported, feeling symmetrical, warm and balanced. Take your time. Be unhurried. There is no rush. That is not the tone, the momentum, the trajectory that we set for this practice. And eventually, slowly, when you're ready, coming now, arriving into this general relaxation for your body today. Relaxing simply by taking a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in. And then a big cleansing sigh. Let something go. Take as many of those deep and slow breaths. And every exhale, you can relax or simply notice your forehead and eyebrows, the eyes, mouth, and jaw. Relax your tongue, your throat. And then bring your attention to the sides, the front, and the back of your neck. Relax the large muscles of your upper back. The sides of your neck and the shoulders, down through arms to your hands, fingertips. Notice the front of your body relaxing from the face, your neck and throat, down through collarbones to the large muscles of the chest. Soft heart, down into the belly area, the stomach, navel center, low belly, the whole of your legs, front and back, upper and lower, all the way down to your feet and toe tips. And bring your attention, your focus, to the space in which all of this is happening, the space your body is occupying. Is part of that. And notice the space all around your body as well. And words are sometimes a little inadequate, right? Because a lot of these aren't verbal or even mental processes. But we are going to look at thoughts first. And witnessing thoughts. So if awareness, however you might word it, if awareness was kind of behind your head and you are watching what's going on in your head. Awareness. Not getting too caught up in the wording if it doesn't work for you. But just pay attention now. We're going to work with, what are the thoughts in my brain? So thoughts generally appear behind our forehead in the area of the brain. So if awareness was right behind your head, you're going to take several moments to just notice, not push away, not judge, not stick to, super glue to. Just notice the process of thoughts. Witness the thoughts, any and all thoughts that are coming and going. And notice there will be times where it seems like nothing is happening. There might be no thoughts at all. There might be plenty. Or you might have the thought, I am watching for thoughts. Some thoughts come in as images, maybe little clips. Some come in as sounds. Some have words, some don't. Some might have a lot of urgency. And some are maybe more in the background. Continue to watch. Be the witness of thought. And you could keep a little bit of attention on your natural breath, relaxing your forehead, and just notice that you might have gone off into a train of thought, and that's fine. As soon as you notice, bring your attention back. And notice that you might be having reactions to thoughts. You might be frustrated if there are a lot of thoughts. You might have the thought, oh, I'm hardly having any thoughts. Am I doing this right? Just stay with this for another minute or so, noticing thoughts in your mind, observing them from behind. And now bring your attention as though awareness was seated right behind your heart center. And we're going to witness now what's happening in your heart center. You might be witnessing emotion, sensation. And we're simply going to be the witness of it all. Sometimes we think about emotion. We might have thoughts like, oh, this feels like sadness, or this feels like grief. But as much as you can, as best you can, keep your attention at your heart center, as though awareness, that witnessing presence, is right behind your heart center. And you're really experiencing and noticing your experience in your heart center. Witness your heart. And notice if your mind gets engaged. Bring your attention back, awareness to the back. Notice the space where your heart center is. And just witnessing, being aware of whatever is happening in and at the heart. And then bring your awareness down. Feel it travel down into your gut area, the navel center, the belly, your gut. Awareness right behind this area. Just witnessing and observing. Just rest here for a bit. What is this seated awareness noticing in your gut? There is no right or wrong way to have this experience, or expect I should notice this specific thing or that. We are just noticing, just watching what is happening in that space around your navel center and in your gut. And sometimes you might be noticing messages that are coming from your gut, coming into your heart as emotion, or coming into your head as thought or intuition. Being aware of your head, your heart, and your gut for a moment. And then bring your attention back again to the whole of your body. and the empty space that your body is occupying, that space of awareness, or just the space itself. And in this space, there are sensations. We are aware that our body is in this space. Keep your attention focused on this moment in time, letting go of other times, other places, and then bring your attention to the empty space between your eyebrows, not the eyebrow center, which is a little bit higher, just the space between your eyebrows. And become aware again of the whole space your body is occupying. Sensations in this space. And then bring your attention, your awareness, to the space between your thumbs and the rest of your hands. So just to that empty space between your thumbs and your index fingers. And then become aware of the space between your big toes and the next toes, the second toes, the small sliver of space there. And then back again to this whole space that your body is occupying, and the space around your body as well. Notice your felt sense of space right now. Notice that you are witnessing in this space, space of awareness. And maintaining this awareness of the space, and that you are aware of what's happening in the space, bring your attention now to the Ajna chakra, the eyebrow center, behind the forehead, just above the physical eyebrows. And let your awareness focus in this space. Aware a little bit of the natural breath. You can imagine that you're breathing in and out through the space of your eyebrow center. And you might be aware of sensations, maybe at the forehead or the eyebrows. You could soften those. You are aware of what's happening in this space. In the space all around and inside the Ajna chakra. and then bringing your attention to the throat center, Vishuddhi chakra. If you could visualize a full white moon, aware of your breath, breathing in and out through this full white moon at the throat center. Aware of this space itself. Let everything else be way in the background. Really focusing in on the space at the throat center. The full white moon breath. And bringing your attention to the heart center, Anahata chakra. And let go of visuals. Just bring your awareness to that location, that space. The subtlest awareness of breath. Aware of your heart chakra. And if any distractions come in, let them move way to the back of your attention and bring your awareness into your heart, to the energy of the heart chakra. Rest your awareness here. Maintain awareness itself. Notice if anything is taking your attention away from this awareness of the space of the heart. And bring yourself back in. Let yourself go towards the stillness. And rest completely. No thoughts. Just awareness of the space of the heart chakra. And then bring a little bit of your awareness now into your breath, as though you're breathing in and out through your heart center. Notice the whole space, the space your body is occupying, and the space all around your body as well. And begin to allow your awareness to flow with your breath. Inhale from your heart center, up through your throat center, to your eyebrow center, to your crown, and then back down to your heart center. A few times. Inhale from heart through throat, brow center to crown, crown to brow center, to throat, to to heart. And letting that go. Starting to deepen the breath. Notice the sensation of the breath. And only if you feel ready to slowly come out of your practice, you could incorporate some gentle movement. Maybe you rub your hands together, creating some heat, some friction, some warmth. And then bring that warmth, the palms, to cover your eyes. Pause here. Then open your eyes, look at the palms of your hands, absorb that heat, that energy. And then slowly bring your hands down, maybe to your belly, to your heart, or anywhere else you feel called to. And pause here. Maybe you need some more movement, some big stretches, some small ones. You can reposition to bookend this practice or stay lay just as you are. Pause here. Feel into this new space. That seated witness, the observer behind it all. Yeah. With my hands at my heart center and my awareness right behind, I bow to you all. This practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, sweet friends.